And a good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock at News Radio KMAN. I'm Dave Lewis. It is our daily COVID-19 report that we have started here over the last week or so. And joining us on the phone is Bradley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs, who has more numbers to tell us this morning. Good afternoon, Julie.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, I see that we have now not one, but two additional cases in Riley County, which that brings our total up to three, I understand?
It would just be two, since the one was actually a Pottawatomie County resident,
okay.
The first one.
Okay. Okay, so we have two. Can you give us a few details on those two cases?
Sure. Yep. So the first one we found out was a 57-year-old female. Who resides in Manhattan. She also has a home in Topeka. So she traveled to Kansas City area last weekend, then returned to a private residence in Topeka. She was tested in Topeka on Monday and has been in isolation in that location ever since. So she did not travel anywhere in the Manhattan area since being exposed. And we're doing the contact tracing and disease investigation with her. Actually, we made contact with her early this morning. The other individual is a Fort Riley soldier that was also tested positive today. And he resides in Manhattan and currently does not require hospitalization. He remains at home in isolation. The U.S. Air Force Medical Service at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base conducted the test. And upon receiving the confirmed test results, the Fort Riley public health officials notified the service member and then KDHE in accordance with CDC guidelines. So they are currently doing the disease investigation, and they'll also will also be assisting them with that investigation.
Now, Fort Riley has a little bit of a different process if they have to go to Whiteman to get that test done, don't they?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. Well, the numbers saw a pretty good size jump of about 25%, almost exactly, to from yesterday to today to a total positive case of 168 reported across the state. And also a number that jumped quite a bit was the number of negative cases went from 2360 up to 2869. So a good healthy jump there. And that's good news when we have a whole lot more negative cases posted.
Yes, absolutely. We've had, I think, around 30 or 40 negative cases here in the county.
I like to keep track of, you know, the various counties across Kansas. We have, from yesterday's report, an increase of four Kansas counties that have made the list. And on this list, I thought it was surprising that the list that came out today, we reported earlier this morning, and this came from the newspaper in Clay Center, that a Clay County individual had tested positive, but we don't see Clay on our list today, so we'll have to do some checking on that. But Johnson County had an increase of 15. 24 Kansas counties now have positive cases, and Riley is one of those four that are new to the list, and so is Shawnee, because Shawnee now has four after announcing yesterday that they had three. Wyandotte County still has an increase. They're up to 34 now from 27 from yesterday. I'm sure that you're monitoring community spread quite diligently here.
Yes, we are. We don't see any community spread in Riley County yet. But like I said, we still have to do disease investigation with the soldier that currently resides in Manhattan. We did hear just recently at the press conference, or rather the Facebook Live, just a minute ago, Lieutenant Kelly shared with us that they are currently doing that investigation, and also that soldier recently traveled to California. So he just came back from California and has been pretty isolated ever since.
Well, at least he took the understanding of what the travel aspect could possibly mean for him, similar to what Andrew Smith did. And wasn't it good news for him to be released from the hospital? And, of course, he's not quite out of the woods, but that's good news that he's off oxygen and is able to continue his recovery at home.
Yes, we're so glad to hear that.
Well, we also want to remind our residents here in the area about the call screening phone number that we want people to utilize in order to potentially start the process of having a test done. Can you give us those details, Julie?
Sure. So if you are experiencing symptoms such as fever, cough, shortness of breath, we want you to call the screening call center that is managed by healthcare professionals. And it is available Monday, or actually every day, 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. And that number is 785-323-6400. So again, that's if you're experiencing symptoms, that will be your first step. We'd like to take some of the burden off of our healthcare providers in the hospital and whatnot. So please call that number first, and they might direct you to call your primary care provider. But again, that number is 785-323-6400.
And you've also changed some processes with the WIC program for pregnant women and women with children.
Yes. So the WIC program is now operating without physical presence. So WIC provides a debit card with food benefits and other nutrition services to income-eligible pregnant, breastfeeding, postpartum women, infants, and children up to the age of 5. Those who have lost jobs temporarily during the pandemic may now be eligible, and so we encourage you to apply. They are now accepting new applicants. So while WIC clinics at the Riley County Health Department and Irwin Army Community Hospital are closed to the public temporarily, staff are working electronically on Mondays through Thursdays, 8 to 5, and Fridays, 8 to 3. So you can contact the WIC clinic at 785-776-4779, extension 7661.
Okay, one final question. As you do you have like a formula that you feel like you need to follow or are expected to follow in determining community spread?
We do look at the guidance from CDC. We also are in close contact with KDHE and CALD, which is the Kansas agency for local health departments. So that association, actually, we have a listserv with that association, and on that listserv are all the local health officers and department directors. So along with making decisions from guidelines from KDHE and CDC, we also have their expertise. So it's a tough decision, but we have to make it locally. We're currently actually looking at a stay-at-home order. We're just working through it. We'll be working through it tonight and tomorrow, and hopefully have something out in the very near future.
Okay. Well, appreciate you sharing some very good details with us, or at least informative details with us here this afternoon. We look forward to our visit tomorrow afternoon as well. Julie Gibbs, Director of the Riley County Health Department.
Thank you.